Hey, Rich, what do you think you might say next time?
Huh?
What do you think you might say next time? You hung out with the guy. What do you think you might say next time? Last time he gave a message like this, with the Gabriel and all that stuff. This time he teases us with God realization, which is also absurd. What do you think you might say next time? How do you think he might seek our company? He has to seek our company. We cannot seek his. So how do you think he will seek our company next time?
I don't know. I don't know. You'll tell us. Okay, come on. Yeah. Tell us.
I don't know.
But he has told us the truth is one and there can be no change in the truth. It's always one and the same. But time and again when he comes, he uses different language, different phrases, different clauses, different style of revealing the same old truth, depending upon the level of consciousness of humanity.
That little last phrase is the whole key.
Arch, isn't it just a thought?
It's the whole key. It's like talking to a 5-year-old and talking to an adult.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
What you say, the thought about our conversation about the transition of the consciousness is that he gets his lovers by his compassion. I mean, it's the same tools each time, but now the words are the same, except appeasing the consciousness of the time. So now he talks to the seven planes because the mind can grasp.
Yeah.
Next time, if it's intuitive, he can dissect. Automatically, they're dissected more because mankind, his consciousness is more expanded. But that's the same thing.
That's why he said to me that God, I remonstrated. I said, Baba, after God speaks, all that has been said there, and you say that there is something more than this. He said, of course, much more is to be said, you see. When I come next, I'll have to say so many other things, you see. For instance, he says, about perfect masters. I said, what is there to be said now? You have said about perfection, most perfect. Most perfect. What is left now beyond most perfect? So there are many more things to be said. But depending upon our capacity to grasp.
But the consciousness of the experience of the different levels of consciousness, like the planes or the saints, that's always the same. I mean,
that's always the same. Yeah.
It's a gross consciousness expands.
Yeah. Get you out of the grip of gross consciousness. That's his job. It has clashed us. You see.
But if gross consciousness, right, even for the lover of God, it has a mass consciousness. I mean, in other words, because when it all expands, you know, if it's in the level of intuition, then everyone sees differently. Because the whole level is different. So the lover of God has to start from where humanity is.
That's true. There will always be the lover of God. There will be always all this sort of thing is there, but from different perspective. Values will change, perception will change, and all that.
Well, what can come after intuition? What could be the
realization of the truth?
Inspiration, then illumination.
Yeah.
But humanity always has to be at gross consciousness, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can humanity as a whole not be at gross consciousness?
No, it will be in gross consciousness. There should be a transition from gross to subtle, subtle to... Yeah,
that always has to be.
Yeah, that always will have to be. But the time that is being spent, you see, in being gross conscious, there will be some sort of curb put on that, you see.
Right. The procession is so much less, it can be thinner. Even though it's gross, it's a lot thinner.
Yeah. It would seem to me that by the time Baba comes next time, that all of this material that for us has been so new would be very common, sort of common knowledge.
Of course.
Just like all the old scriptures are common knowledge, common knowledge now. And he did say that there would be an apex of longing and such at that point. So I would think it would be easier for him to communicate to us or for us to understand the message.
But then the ego will be there too.
Yes,
that
sir.
That he has to, what do you call?
Grind
the ego, or whatever you call it, you know, just wear it out. Ego will be greater than.
Because it thinks it knows something.
Well, yeah.
It has all this information,
yeah.
All these conceptions,
yeah,
that
yeah.
are basically
yeah.
worthless.
Is there different worlds in the gross world? In other words, there's gross, subtle, and minimal. But in the gross world, is there different worlds?
Yeah, there are different worlds because of different strata you see of understanding and grasping. You know? Gross world of the dog is much different than the gross world of a human being. So likewise, awareness, the difference is made because of the awareness that we gain. The gross world of the philosopher is different from the gross world of a lover of God. Although he is in gross, philosopher is in gross, but there is a difference, a vast difference.
So is that where Baba uses the expression, the veil? Because if you take the gross world of the lover of God, who can go to the nth degree, realization or liberation, whatever comes, the same way it comes from the same, but it's just like, does the soul have to go through the subtle mental?
Not necessarily. For the lover of the Lord, not necessarily. Just as one day he gave us a good figure. I don't know whether you all have read in the Wayfarers, the pictures are there, photos are there. There's one person by name Fulwala. You know Fulwala? Who adorns himself with flowers and all that, and he is there. It is there, the photo is there. So he is a must. And at that time, Aurobindo was alive too. You know, of the integral yoga and all that. Great personality. And here is a Fulwala, he is a sort of a buffoon, you know, on the street. He was brought and kept in Bangalore in the Mast Ashram. So one day what happened is that I served him a plate of food, his lunch. And Baba also came there, and he got so wild that he threw that plate, and with the food it stuck on the wall, opposite wall. And actually I was taken aback, you see. Suppose that plate had struck Baba or struck me or something like that, and the food is spoilt and all that. Now I have to clean the floor, what you call the wall and all that. It tells upon the grossness of my mind and all that. So Baba says, what do you take him to be? A very irate person he seems to be. It's in the beginning that he had come. So he says, you have no idea of his status. If Aurobindo takes to heart to raise a person to the higher level of consciousness, he will take him to every little station, you see, to get to his level of consciousness, which was at the time of the sixth plane of consciousness, of involution of consciousness. If this man, whom you call an irate person, would wish to take you to his level, all that he has to do is to give you a tight slap. That's the end of it. End of your existence. In an instant, a fraction of an instant, he will raise you to his own level. So that's the difference between a lover of God and the person who has gone through all the process of yoga. He is a passenger or a freight train. And here is an express train.
Can there be a must of the gross world?
Huh?
Can there be a must of the gross world?
Only we have got one must here by name Michael McDonald. Have you heard of him?
Oh, he liked that. You made him laugh. You made little Michael laugh. I haven't seen so many people.
Yeah, a person who is tired of the world and all that sort of thing is there. He acts, you see, differently differently in the sense people call that, well, what does he seems to be an abnormal person. So he's not normal, it seems. But the meaning of must is being overpowered with the love of the Lord to a degree where he transcends the gross and gets into the higher planes of evolution of consciousness. Here it is what happens is that it's an expression. What do you call it? And he has the panoramic view of the external here, you see. But when he begins to have introspection, deeper and deeper, then he is on the fringe of the gross and the subtle. And then he steps into the subtle world, you see. Then he becomes a sort of a must, you see, being overpowered, you see. Yeah. With the glory of creation, with the glory of the Lord, and this and that, and all that. What's all this, you see? Yeah. Baba always would figure out the way, you see. Sometimes he is like lying in bed and telling us things. Bed or bench or something like that. So he says, at present, you all are like this, you see. Your eyes are open now. And you are seeing what is in front of you. And you see it and you experience it and you are in it and all that. Gradually the eyes get lowered and lowered and lowered and lowered and lowered towards who you really are. So then you begin to see within yourself. Yeah, it's like that. And then eventually the eye takes a turn and there's nothing to see except the seer and the seen are one and the same. It is all this is said so. And don't laugh, we have to accept it.